What's up, everybody out there, internet land? This is Vaughn Johnson, and what you're about to listen to is a classic episode of The Straight Shooters. It is Nick Picone's full review of the cinematic classic known as Paid in Full. You might remember that on our most recent episode, we kind of reminisced about this moment in time. However, you can reminisce with us because this episode was not available in our archives. Well, guess what? It is now. So enjoy the full review of Paid in Full by Nick Picone.
Give me my money. Give me my money. Give me my money.
Come on,
man. Right here, man.
I ain't got it right now, man.
You ain't got it. No ribs.
Nah, come on, B.
No ribs, no rice, no champagne. You don't eat nothing. Man, pay my money, man.
But today is a special day here on episode 120. I'm having a good day because it's the 15th anniversary of Paid in Full, Nick. I did not know this until today. I didn't know this until today. I didn't know Paid in Full came out in 2002. I thought it came out like 03, 04, but apparently
I did,
on this day.
I saw that.
Yeah, but apparently on this day, 15 long years ago, came out. So you know we have to talk about it. We've talked about it too many times on past episodes. 119 previous to this one. Today of all days. Ryan, please celebrate with me as we celebrate 15
Oh,
years.
Man, listen, bro. I watched it last night. I didn't even know it was the 15-year anniversary was today. I knew it came out in 2002. I just didn't know when. But, definitely a cult classic, a hood classic, if you will. Probably Damon Dash. Damon Dash, best work outside of Jay-Z. It's the best thing he's ever done.
Pretty much. I mean, that's definitely the best movie they put out on Rockefeller. What were the other ones?
By far, yeah.
Paper Soldiers was kind of funny.
Paper Soldiers, Kevin Hart's
State Property.
Movie.
State Property, both of the State Property movies.
One and two, yeah. And Death of Dynasty.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. Killer Season, right? That was a Cameron.
Yeah, that was post Rockefeller breakup, I believe, though. But
yeah. But Paid in Full is by far the best one they did because it had the best acting, the best story, based on a true story, by the way. To protect the innocent and the guilty, I would assume.
We don't drop names over here at Straight Shooters. We no snitching.
But. Sure. So Nick, when you watch it, just know that those people are based off real characters. And you will watch it, Nick.
I am. I will watch it within the next 7 days.
All right.
The what?
The next hour.
The anniversary is today. What are you doing? The anniversary is today.
I'm doing a podcast, Nick, and then the Sixers are on.
Hey, get your shit together, Nick.
I will say, I did look on Netflix and Hulu and YouTube, and I was truthful in my tweet. And then once Vaughn told me to try harder to find it, I did.
It's a hood classic. My hood classic.
So, yeah. It's saved.
On Hulu? You look for Paid in Full on Hulu?
Well, you told me it was like on Netflix, and it wasn't on Netflix. So
it probably was like, at one point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It probably was when you said it was, but today it is not.
It was on there briefly. It was on there last year for about 2 or 3 months.
So you can't do that on the 14th anniversary. Like it's
it is on Stars though. If you have Stars,
is it?
It's never a bad time to watch it, Nick.
I do have Stars actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My TV's right here that I'm looking at. Not guys coming in and stealing my stuff yet. There it is. Oh, okay.
Told that. See? Brian Isley for the win.
All right. So I don't have to. Okay. All right. 1 hour, 38 minutes and 17 seconds. Okay.
Uses. Watch it tonight.
All right.
I don't want to get a text talking about, I had to wake up at 5. Nah.
Have a good show, guys. I'll watch it right now while we're on air. Put my feet up.
All right, well, If you're joining us live, please interact with us on Twitter and on YouTube. Got the chat open on YouTube. I'm at Vaughn M. Johnson, at Nick Picone, at Brian Isley Live. So please holla at us. Tell us your favorite Paid in Full scenes, if you will.
Holla at us, B. Holla at us, B.
Yeah. My favorite scene, if I had to choose one, probably when Cameron is in the club discussing how he had sex with women.
with visual.
With visual evidence. He had a cassette tape. This was based in the 80s.
My favorite scene by far, and it's one of my favorite scenes, period, is the opening scene. The $5,000 paper bag game. It's classic.
Oh, yeah, you got that? We talked about that in a podcast. We didn't talk about when he's in the laundromat and the owner hears the rap music, and he's highly upset about hearing rap music in the laundromat. What is this boopity boop stuff going on in there? As soon as he changes it to something he likes, what is this boopity boop? Is it.
That was weird. That was weird when he did that.
Music right here. That rap stuff. I did see an interesting debate on Twitter today. Because I think it's not even a close. Not a comparison. It's a comparison, but I think the answer is obvious. I guess hood movie. Paid in Full or Belly? Go Paid in Full.
Listen, to a lot of people, to a lot of my friends, I know a lot of your friends say this too. They love movies like Belly and Shottas and all that other dumb shit. But Shottas, hate Belly. I hated Hype Williams after he directed Belly. I thought Hype Williams bit off a little more than he could chew. Pause. And he said,
"Yeah, he shot. He didn't shoot a movie. He shot a series of music videos.
That's what he did.
Different hues and colors. Right. That's what he did. That's what he was. He's a music video director.
You cannot shoot a 2-hour music video, Hype.
Although the opening scene in Belly was badass.
That was dope.
Back to Life song is playing, the remix version. That was hot.
That was hot. And the closing credits should have came up right after that.
Belly.
Movie made absolutely no sense.
DMX is not... DMX is probably the best actor in the movie, and that's not very good.
Because
Nas and T-Boz are so bad.
DMX was himself.
He's playing DMX. He even threw a bark in there. He even threw art in there. Yeah, so me, Paid in Full is much better. Better story, better acting, better production. Maybe not production. I don't know. But definitely on par production. Didn't go too far with the artistic. I like the artistic direction Hype Williams took with the colors and stuff. It felt like one of his music videos.
He did too much, bro. He did way too much.
I don't know. I applaud people trying to be different. Right. And he tried, and it wasn't different for him, but it was different for movies at that time. With the different, every scene had its own like hue of color, and I just appreciated the visuals. But the movie itself was just like, huh? When you really think about it, what's the point?
What was the point of the movie? What was the premise? What was it about? I don't know what Belly was about. I still don't know.
Just went back to Africa. That's what we got out of all of that.
Nas, man. That was that stretch when I was like, man, I don't like Nas anymore. that was from like 98 to all the way up into Ether. I was like, I don't really like this guy anymore.
Man, I didn't even like him. To be honest, we could start a whole other debate about this, but to me, Takeover is better than Ether. But yeah, that's just me.
I'll listen to Takeover today. Takeover is better than Ether. I agree.
All right. We agree on that too. All right, Nick. We're back to normal stuff. Okay. Back to your kind of conversation here.
Well,
he's kind of just sitting back listening to all this.
I took my headphones off because I didn't want any spoilers of the movie.
You should have already watched the paper bag scene by now.
No, I paused it. I'm not watching it right now. I'm giving all my attention to this podcast.
Fair enough. Okay, fair enough. We'll let you watch it after the fact.
Note of it on the podcast next week. I will give you maybe a rundown of some of my favorite scenes. That way you actually know I watched
it. Ooh.
You're going to file a book report?
Write a blog.
Yeah. You can file a book report.
Maybe I'll go to medium.com and everyone will be like, what is this? This is a wrestling, but hey.
This sounds like a good story to write. Like white man's first viewing a paid in full.
That's dope. That is dope. Please do it. Let's do that. You got to do that. You got to do it.
We just joined by the original third man of the podcast, the first Brawl Brother of the podcast, Brian Isley. Brian, what you doing tonight, man? How you doing?
What's up? I'm sorry. I'm eating.
I see. I caught you at a bad time.
terrible podcast etiquette. I should know better. But I'm hungry as hell, bro. I'm sorry.
Do you remember when we were at the studio and I had the monster can and I just put it right up to the mic and opened it? Like, talk about terrible podcast etiquette.
That was terrible podcast etiquette. Terrible, terrible. But
I'll take that over you chewing like Wawa mozzarella sticks into the damn microphone.
That too.
Nick has had some terrible podcast etiquette moments. Like, just all But, you know, I apologize to everybody in advance. And I'm going to keep eating, so sorry.
Hey, whatever. Well, you don't have to talk for a while because we're going to put Nick on the spot. Because as we recall last week, episode 120, I know you came for the wrestling people, but we gotta handle some shooters business here. As they say, like an Oakland town business, but it's a shooter's business. All right? Because we put Nick on the spot for how many months and episodes that about paid for. Me and Brian and Setback and Sawyer, who's not here tonight, but he'll be on again soon, have riffed back and forth about paid for, reciting whole scenes and talking about our favorite moments. Nick has been forced to sit there like this, not knowing what we talk about. Just like, that sounds kind of funny, guys. My man Nick McCone.
Have I ever said that?
Pretty much. My man Nick McCone. He's finally partaken in the glory that is paid in full. So Nick, I want a full report. I want details. I want all. I'm gonna grade you on this. All right. Let me get my. I don't have my pen. I don't have a pen on me. But damn it, I'm gonna grade you on this. Nick, take it away.
All right. Well, I wrote down. I don't know if Brian saw it earlier. I wrote down some things, Brian. And, but a lot of them are some of my favorite lines. Like, I remember you guys on the podcast before you talked about the line and you just went with it. No ribs, no rice, no champagne. I know that was in the beginning of the movie. And as soon as I heard that, I started laughing because I remember, I forget what episode it was. And I just didn't have the time to go back and listen to every single episode we've done so far to remember what episode it was. But I remember that was a big thing. And him saying, you don't eat nothing after that. And I remember Brian saying that for some reason on the podcast. So that was one of my favorite. And I know it was in the beginning, but still, like, I had to write it down. And then I thought the storyline was kind of like it made sense. But I was actually happy it was only an hour and a half movie because I've said before, I have like this sort of attention deficit thing going on. As I get older, where I can't watch a show unless it's like a live sporting event, I can't watch something for like more than an hour and a half until I get like agita or something where like I feel like I'm missing out on something else going on. You know?
Word, me too.
And no. Like, that's why I don't go to the theater anymore. Like, is it weird? I don't know. I feel like people out there know.
So. No, justice.
Like Brian knows what I'm talking about.
No Justice League for you. Yeah. That thing is 3 hours long.
Dude, I can't do that. I went to see the Power Rangers movie, and I was like freaking out because I couldn't get out of there fast enough. And that was a social event. By the way.
You're never gonna watch Goodfellas. Goodfellas is a good 3 hours. And so is Casino and
Godfather movies.
But that's like a classic that I haven't seen all the way through. I've seen spots, so I feel like I need to watch that to put everything together of what I've seen and. You know, I think eventually I'll do that. I have the week off next week that maybe, you know, that would be a good week for me to get caught up on some of these things. I'll spend the whole damn week doing it. But
get caught up on 30-year-old movies, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Hey, the World Series will be over, so at that point, you know, at least I'll have that time. The Scarface reference I thought was funny for some reason. I've never seen Scarface like all the way through. So the fact that I think I've said that before, and I know you guys made fun of me about that. So I had to note that.
I didn't like that scene. I didn't like that scene when they were in the movie theater watching Scarface because it's inaccurate. Scarface
came out like 83. 83. This was like an 87, right?
Exactly. 86, 87. So you're not in the theater watching Scarface. So it was that was a little off.
Okay, but, that was something I missed.
Over there.
So I'm glad you guys are here for me.
Continuity.
So point that out. Exactly. When he met Lulu. And he was like, he just looked at him and was like, what kind of name is that? And it reminded me of Brian. It just reminded me of Brian for some reason. I could see him like being introduced to somebody and just being like, what kind of name is that? I don't know why. It just reminded me of you in a good way. And
I could go with that.
And when the owner of the tailor shop, right? That's what he worked at.
Cleaners.
And he came in, he was blasting his music, and he walked in, he was like, enough of this boobity boob shit. That cracked me up. I was done. I rewound that about like 5 times just because, and I put the closed caption, on because I wanted to know what he said. Because I was like, did he say boobity boob or was it boobity boob? The caption said boobity boob with a B. So just in case y'all were wondering about that.
good job with that.
I was pissed when Rico shot Mitch. I was like, what the hell? Pissed me off. Because to me, I kind of saw it coming, but at the same time, because I was like, damn, he's pissed that he wasn't involved. I guess Ace and Mitch formulated this plan for Mitch to start selling. And Rico wasn't in on it, so once he figured out, I guess they weren't including him in it. He just felt disrespected. So when he shot Mitch, I was like, "Oh crap!" Like he's gonna kill him. Did not expect Sonny to die at the end. I think I told Vaughn this. I expected him to be the leader at the end of everything, just because he was so involved in the movie and. You know, when they showed him with, Mitch, with their wreaths and their caskets together, I was like, man, that hit me right here, dog. That hit me right here. I was upset. But, it was a good movie. Like, for it, like an hour and a half. If it was 3 hours, I don't know if I would have been able to get through it at least one night. But, I understand the cult following of this movie now, where there's so many of these scenes that are just funny. Like, I don't know any other word to describe them, really. Funny in the sense that you can remember it, harken back to it, some great lines in it. Like, you so damn neat with your money was probably one of my favorite lines. Like, like you so damn neat so with your money. So...
Number one, Outpost not getting a 3-hour movie. That's not happening. I'm not saying any more about Outpost, but he's not getting a 3-hour movie. Number two,
Outpost is snitch.
Yeah. And you even said it at the end of the movie. I'll give y'all everybody from DC, but nobody from Harlem. I'm giving up. All right, well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he walks the streets today.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I had something else I was going to say. Oh, you didn't say anything about what's his name? Was it Calvin? His line.
Calvin, right? Yeah. Yeah, the guy from The Leftovers. He was on The Leftovers. That's where I remembered him from. I was like, how do I know this guy?
From The Leftovers.
He was on The Leftovers. Yeah, on HBO. Okay.
Well, I know him from Paid in Full. When he was called Kermit before he got shot up.
Yeah, that was pretty intense, but I expected somebody to at least do it to him just based off how he was portray it, like his character was. And I was like, oh well, he's not gonna last till the end of the movie. I was just kinda
just something wrong with your neck or something. What's wrong with your neck?
Oh, man? I wrote that. F you shrugging, for something wrong. What did he say, back or neck? I don't know. I wrote back. I was like, the F you shrugging for something wrong with your back? And I thought that was funny.
Nick, I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Welcome to the family, Nick.
It was it was worth it. Like, if it was worth watching. So, for all this. And I don't even think I wrote enough down. I didn't write enough, so.
We're not going to steal you wrong, Nick. Let's just know that.
Yeah.
We're not going to steal you wrong.
I wrote Rico Crazy over here. Rico Crazy.
Did you enjoy the scene when he was in the club showing off his sexcapades? Because that was a great scene.
Was that when Ace was kind of in the background, just like scoping it out? Was Ace in there?
He wasn't there, but he didn't like the fact that Rico was showing off in the club and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, so. Yes. When they were watching the video, right?
Yeah, yeah.
On the TV or something. Yeah, yeah. He's what the hell are you doing, man? Keep a low profile or something like that. And I was like, oh, this is how it's gonna. This is how the story's going to change and everything. So,
So that's how paid him for recap, courtesy of Nick. I'm so proud of you. I feel good right now.
Congratulations. So
I appreciate it. I hope I did y'all well.
You did. You did actually. I'm like I said, I'm happy. I have no complaints. I know a lot of people complaining right now as we speak on this podcast.
Yo, we haven't talked about liquor like that.